Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with Joe Tung and head coach of the Pella Girls golf team following a really fun end to really the midway point of the season. A big meet earlier this week, Coach, in Oskaloosa, where you finally got to see probably close to 100% of what your team can do at this point in the season, knowing there's more improvement yet to be had. I know you're very excited in your email language last night. How fun was that to really see your team close to 100% for the first time maybe all season?
It was awesome. It was just really a great day yesterday. You know, we've been kind of waiting all season for kind of things to all kind of lock in place. You know, Carson, that was really her third tournament, and we've played six. I mean, she's had some injuries, some back issues since she was able to play, and she was playing phenomenal. And then our other golfers out there, I mean, our highest score in varsity was a 101. We have five girls in double digits, and it was just a fun day. Team score of 352, that is a really competitive score. In my 9 years as head coach, that's the lowest 18-hole score that I've had as head coach over the last 9 years. So it was just a really phenomenal day.
As people can hear, we're at the Golf and Country Club doing our interview after practice here on Friday. And, you know, that's been fun to see. The fact, though, is your team has been pretty competitive without Carson at the top of the lineup. Yeah. And that's really allowed some more opportunities for girls to get some varsity experience. What's that been like to kind of navigate that, knowing you've got a freshman like Harper Phillips, who's really put together some of your best scores, and some of your veterans also like Emerson, who have really stepped up into that number one spot often?
Yeah, we have a lot of depth on this team. You know, they're really, as I said this before in the last interview, we have about five girls that are kind of all hitting about the same thing. They're hitting well, and all of them could start on varsity, but we can only start six of them. And so with Carson being out and sometimes having some others out, we have some girls that can step in, and they've done it. It's been wonderful to see, like, most of our meets have been under 200. And, you know, is one thing in girls golf is anything below on a nine hole, under anything below 200 is a competitive score. And definitely anything behind under 400 on 18 is a really competitive score. And we've been under that, and well under that, which has been awesome.
Well, and that gets to the fact that also competition-wise, you've seen a mix of some interesting courses. You haven't been home a whole lot and have seen a wealth of teams, including at Oskaloosa this week, getting to see the likes of some 4A schools that were also in the mix there that kind of helped maybe push you along. And that'll be important, especially knowing that the higher you can, or I guess lower push your score, the higher you can push your seed up. And getting some of that good competition will help when it comes to postseason tournament time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we focus more on the score and not necessarily what place we get. You know, a really great example of that was yesterday. I mean, if you shoot a 352, you're probably going to win about 95% of the tournaments out there, okay? But when you have Solon, which is ranked number four, and I think in class 3A, and then you had Norwalk, who is up there as well in 4A, yeah, there's some great competition. But we're right there with them. And, you know, our girls have some great attitudes. We've been really working on, when things are not going well, keeping our head on straight, making sure that we take one shot at a time, and not letting one hole define us. We've had lots of conversations over the last few weeks. I have two volunteer coaches that have been awesome, Coach Henry and Coach Vinzani. And I think the number one thing we talk about is how can we keep our focus when things are not going well, because things go great when you're par and you're bogeying a hole and all of a sudden you have a triple. How are you going to handle it? You know, how are you going to digest that? And so we've had those conversations. I really feel like those have paid off well.
Well, and it seems like, Coach, those are going to be the little things as the postseason approaches here in the next couple weeks that you're going to really want to focus on. And you've got some meets coming up kind of surrounding Tulip Time in the next couple weeks. What do these next 2 weeks look like, knowing they're critical to get ready for the postseason and to maybe help improve your standing?
I think the next two tournaments are definitely crucial. We have our second regular season conference meet at Westwood. The good thing is we've played the back nine already, which is great. We don't know much about the front nine, but it's scoreable. We had a conversation tonight about where to keep the ball and where we need to go. And then we made a change in our schedule. On Tuesday, we're not going to Ames. We're actually hosting a home meet here. with Albia and Knoxville and Oskaloosa. It was an opportunity for us to have another home meet and let everyone play. You know, I know we're talking a lot about varsity right now, but when we have a home meet, it enables everyone to play. So we have 13 girls on the team. We're planning on everyone on Tuesday.
And then from there, the next time we're talking end of conference season and we're talking postseason. It seems like right now the hopes are pretty high for the varsity team that they can make some really special noise coming up in mid-May.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. You know, when you look at varsity bound, we're sitting on the adjusted score right at 10. And that's where you want to be. You want to be in that top 10. So when the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union sits down to figure out our five different qualifiers across the state, they usually take two out of that top 10. Our goal is to be in that top 10, so hopefully be a two seed somewhere in the state.
Well, should be a whole lot of fun. That's Joe Tungen, head coach of the Pella Girls golf team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll catch you soon. And next time we're talking postseason. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.